Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here virtually with my co-host, Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Hello.
We're super excited. This is our first virtual Zoom podcast recording session with our new microphone. Ooh. I'm only one mic'd. Next time we're hoping Heather can be here with the mic. Let us know if you notice a difference in the sound quality. We're doing our best as people who don't know what we're doing. So we are here to discuss season 3, episode 8, Menus. But before we do, we'll pass around the feeling stick. Joe, do you have a feeling stick this week?
Not this week.
Okay. Heather, do you?
Sure. I've got a couple. First of all, Peter Gallagher plays Schmidt's dad on New Girl, and you can catch him, if you like him, on the show Togetherness on HBO Max. Great show, 2 seasons, and it's awesome. It's sort of comedy, but mostly drama. You'll love it.
Okay.
Also, General Hospital currently is doing a parent trap storyline, which is connected because Remy used to be on General Hospital.
Feeling stick is kind of related to Heather's, and that I was reflecting on our first podcast during our week off, which was this last week, but to the listeners, it'll feel like a month ago. And I was thinking about how we opened with talking about which shows we were watching right now on Netflix. And I thought it would be fun to hear what everybody's watching on Netflix right now. I know Heather and I just finished Never Have I Ever. Joe, have you watched Never Have I Ever?
Yeah.
Did you watch this season?
Yeah. Oh, this season? I don't know. I get confused what season is what.
But. So, Joe, what are you watching on Netflix right now?
Right now, I'm watching Sexy Beast.
Oh, that's
where they dress up like mice and rats and beavers. And it's hilarious. And then what else am I watching?
Have you watched The or Love is Blind yet?
No, I was going to today, and then I got busy, and I wasn't able to. I'm waiting for Outer Banks tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting. Heather, what are you watching?
I've been watching, right now, I'm halfway through the documentary, Team Foxcatchers. It's about a guy who killed another guy. And I've been really into dark documentaries right now. That's my phase.
Nice. Well, I'm keeping it a little lighter. And I'm watching Happy Endings because everyone in the New Girl groups talks about it. I'm only a few episodes in. I'm not as into it as everybody else, but I'm hoping that I get more into it. And I just finished watching The Twilight Saga because I was really excited to watch that all the way through with no commercials because I don't know why, because it's so arguable whether it's good or bad. I go back and forth. Will lead us into the episode then. That was a long feeling stick. So the Netflix description of season 3, episode 8, Menus, is bummed that she can't get her class to the beach. Jess takes out her anger on the Chinese restaurant whose menus are drowning the loft. Guest stars from this episode include, and this is such a funny coincidence, Justin Chan, who plays Brian, who owns the restaurant, who was in The Twilight Saga.
Oh.
Such funny timing that I happen to watch that now. So let's jump in. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. What's your Joe Flix description of this episode?
On this Netflix show, this one, you know, what was Netflix description?
Well, I just read it. So for the listener's sake, I'm not going to read it a second time.
Oh, because I think it should have been about making changes in our life.
Oh,
so it should have, it, It should have been Nick makes life-changing decisions, although they don't always work out. Get it? They don't always work out.
No, I get it. I forgot that you do less of a description and more of a...
that
I don't
know how to describe it. I like it.
All right, so let's start our recap and discussion. We open in the loft where menu is slipped under the door, and Nick orders a ton of Chinese food for breakfast, which is gross. And just shares he has a meeting with Principal Foster about Ocean Conservation Day, which is going to be a field trip to take the students to the beach.
And OCD rules.
Yes, OCD, as her shirt later says. And just Nick is like, oh, I hate when you meet with him. He never likes any of your ideas. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to the meeting where she says all they need is the transportation costs. And the principal shares that's like the biggest cost. That's the hardest part. Says absolutely not. And Jess is very sad. And I feel bad because I think that's a good field trip. That's a nice idea.
Because some of those kids haven't even seen the ocean.
No, they thought it was a bagel with wings, was a fish.
Exactly.
So Coach is at the loft and he is talking about Nick's fitness level. Schmidt comes in and says it's his last day of the move, even though he's been moved out for weeks and he's dropping off his key. Coach says that he wants Nick to let him train him, and Winston wants to be trained too, but he just got injured, to which they say he's typical and make
typical Winston.
And he says, do you remember that time you were too injured to play when I came to your game because you were sad? And he said, I was also cold. Classic Winnie the Bish.
But Winnie the Bish played basketball in Latvia, so how is he not?
Yeah, and then they came to see him play and he sat out because he was sad and also cold.
Okay.
Yeah. On injuries kind of as an excuse not to do it, or he gets injured a lot. Right.
Yeah, but remember they did a flashback how he really got hurt, but he made up a different story that he was playing hoops. He fell like on an ice cream wrapper or something.
He was eating ice cream and he fell on a Top Foods wrapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had a rough time this episode. There's a lot of injuries.
Something Jess, a guy would do.
It does sound like something you'd do. So Jess is at school and there's a student who comes up to her with a ridiculous hot dog hat. And she's so excited for Ocean Conservation Day, but Jess tells her that they're not going to be able to go, and she's sad, and the girl tries to comfort her, and she says, oh, you're not legally allowed to touch me, which is so funny. And when Jess gets back to the apartment, she sees a ton of menus, and Nick's upset that Jess is upset, and rather than just deal with the problem, Jess completely freaks out about the menus and throws all of her weight about the environment and conservation and her frustration with not being able to do something into the menu situation. Is it just me, or do menus get slipped under your door? Is that a thing? No one can slip anything under my door.
Buildings, they do.
Usually they put it on your car in your parking lot or something.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird. But I always lived in an apartment where the door was outdoor, not indoor, like how theirs is. Maybe that's the difference.
Well, Hop Foods is aggressive, so.
That's true. So Jess heads over to Hop Foods where she starts to go completely insane on one of the employees, but he agrees with everything she says, says he's going to talk to his boss, says he does recycling, but he thinks he should do compost too, and it's not enough, which is so funny, again, because you guys won't get it because you haven't seen Twilight, but they go on a field trip where that character is talking about like compost and stuff. It's just such a weird week for me anyway. And then he hits on her basically and says she's gorgeous and totally just, I knew it in the moment the first time I watched, but just bamboozles her. He obviously doesn't care. He works for Hop Foods and he was just like pulling one over on her. Did you guys pick up on that the first time, or did you think he was?
Yeah, he's the owner of Hop.
We don't know that yet, but he is.
Oh.
I didn't know that because he said he was going to talk to the boss.
Yeah, he told a lie.
Yeah.
Joe, do you do that when people come in your business and you don't know what to say? So you're just like, I'll talk to the boss. And then you go talk to yourself about it?
I'm manager.
You own it.
Or people try to come in early and I'm the cleaning guy.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, you're the manager. I got you. I understand what you're saying. You're just the cleaning guy if they try to come in early.
Because a lot of times I go in before the store opens and get stuff done. Well, if I'm like going to my car to get something or taking a box out or something and people are walking in like at 10:30, they'll be like, oh, you're not open? I said, oh, no, I'm just a cleaning guy. They open at 11.
You know, who wants ice cream at 10:30 in the morning, even in Arizona? That's crazy.
It's 90 degrees at 10 in the morning. So they do want it. It's not a lot, but it happens.
Well right. played, Joe. Well
yeah, played. Well played. So now we're with Coach in the loft trying to train Nick and Winston when Schmidt calls. And he refuses to come over. And he's like, what's going on? What's the vibe over there? And Winston says, well, Nick's in jeans, because he was working out in jeans. And Schmidt gets so mad and goes, Nick's in jeans? Those sound amazing. And that's one of those jokes that's always stuck with me. I think about Nick's in jeans all the time. Like, of course he'd love Nick's in jeans. That just makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
So Jess bursts in announcing she solved the menu issue when another one slips under the door. She follows the guy to his van, sees Brian, who pretended like he wasn't the owner and the boss, and just is yelling and threatening him in a very Jess-like way. And we find out that Nick is now doing just the workout warm-up, and Schmidt's dancing all the way across in his new apartment, hearing the music. Nick's terrible. When Cece bursts in and says, what's the emergency? Why does Jess need all these Chinese food? And we find out Nick texts her there was an emergency, needed Chinese food, pays her, tips her $4. And when Cece is alone with Coach, he starts acting really weird, trying to hit on her. It's very uncomfortable, especially because Coach was acting so cool at the strip club and acting like he was such a great, you know, talking a lot of game, basically, right?
Cece can bring men to their knees.
Apparently. So Nick starts eating, and as he's eating during the workout, Coach is trying to smack the food out of his hand. It's just a mess. I'm really worried about Nick's digestive system. Yes, Heather?
I had a friend, and she loved chocolate. She was a teacher. Her students would always give her chocolate and stuff. Mm-hmm. She would bring it to the gym and eat it on the Stairmaster.
I remember that. Funny. It was going to break even. Why not?
Yeah.
So Jess is acting really weird. Winston says he has to stay off his feet and found a wheelchair in the trash outside. Winston starts eating while everybody's arguing and says, yo, does this have MSG? I'm allergic. My jaw locks up. And Jess sees that the menu say there is no MSG. I like how later she says, it's his Ghostbuster sign over MSG.
Yeah.
And she basically just takes Winston for some air, she says. And that's when we find out that Nick is choosing the dumpling over a healthy lifestyle. And then he gets mad because it was veggie. So we went all through all that for nothing. So we're at Hop Food with Winston, and Jess is causing a huge scene saying that she won't accept that this is the way things are, when he's like, Chinese food is MSG. Like, of course it is. And she's getting more and more mad and causing a scene while Coach is singing a song about what a bad job he did and how he can't coach. And Nick asks him, why are you taking this so hard? And he just hasn't been the same since his breakup, basically. I don't know how his breakup coordinates with being a trainer, but, and
he's, well, just like failing at all these things.
Yeah, just feeling down about himself. And yeah. Then we see that Schmidt, So Jess gets everyone to leave the restaurant. But before that, Schmidt comes in with an alarm clock that has a hidden camera to spy on everybody.
Poor Schmidt.
And Jess is with gets everyone to leave the restaurant. And finally, the Hop Foods owner says, okay, fine. I'll get rid of the menus. Fires the menu guy. Jess looks
Charles.
At that, asks him if he has any teaching experience. And then we
see his name was Charles. Poor Charles.
It was Charles. And then we see that Schmidt is having coffee outside with who Hebs?
Outside Dave, but not before Winston says, can I have an antihistamine?
Yes, he has to pay antihistamine.
Yeah. Love Outside Dave.
And I like how Outside Dave looks annoyed by Schmidt. And at the start of the scene, he looks at his wrist, but he's not wearing a watch.
The imaginary watch.
These people on the show are so funny. So now Coach is sitting, eating hot food. Jess feels bad. They're both giving up. They're not going to try anymore. Nick tries to give a really inspiring speech. They need people like them. When Schmidt comes in and everyone's just like a mess, and Nick's trying really hard at the speech, but it's terrible. And he says to Schmidt, do you know somewhere we can like rent a bus or a car or a van? And that gives Jess the idea to use the Hop Foods van as the sponsor of the field trip. I have a lot of problems with what happens after. First of all, that is not a large enough van to fit kids for a field trip. Second, there was no structure. The kids just ran on the beach, and Jess's friends are there again.
Those kids could not all have fit in there. That's what I put down too. It's like a clown car. Kids kept coming out of it. The parents and the school district shouldn't have agreed to it. And then just lets them run through the beach. You're gonna lose kids. You're gonna come back with less kids.
Exactly. Maybe it was like an after school club and not a class, because there's usually parent. And I know we're nitpicking because it's definitely just a TV show and it's meant to be funny. And this is also not that long ago, but a little bit longer ago, where things weren't as intense, maybe, about who was with kids at school and parents could walk in and stuff. But it just, what is happening? It's just ridiculous.
Well, if Jess can't allow the students to touch her, things were still.
Thank you. So she gives her hat to Jess, and Jess says, actually, it should go to Nick Miller because he made this happen. And again, I'm like, Jess, just teach your kids. Like, focus. Seriously.
Right.
And then, Joe, are you ready for this? Because I think you'll like it. One of the student who gives the hat says, is this your dad, about Nick?
Yeah.
Joe, does that remind you of any stories?
He goes, how old do you think I am?
That happened, but does it remind you of anything from your personal life?
Nope.
Oh, okay, I'll remind you. So on two separate occasions, Joe, who's like 11 years older than me, was mistaken for my dad. And in Joe's defense, I don't think he looks old enough to be my dad at all, but especially when he's younger. I've always looked younger than I am, but it was really bad when I was younger. And one of the times was at our daughter's high school, like back to school night. Heather, have I told this story on the podcast before?
Yes.
Well, then go back and remember that story, guys.
And one time was at Kmart.
No, it was at a car place. He was getting his car stereo in. And the guy came over on me. I was picking up Joe and he's like, oh, hey, is this your dad? And I was like, this is my coworker, dude. And then I told everyone we work with. Anyways, so Nick decides he wants to run while he's on the beach and runs really bad on purpose and asks Coach to show him how. And Jess gives Schmidt the key back. The kids start to bury Winston because he falls in the sand, and Schmidt comes and shoos them all away like they're birds.
Ew.
Yes. And then starts to bury him himself. And that is our episode. Not one of my favorite episodes, not necessarily bad. I don't know. It's just never been.
It's just kind of there. It's just kind of bland. But really quick, at the end when Nick is running, I think I caught, again, Max Greenfield's real life smile.
Oh, I'm sure, because that run was so goofy. So that brings us to our usual discussion questions. Usually we would say, what's our favorite Jess look? But I think she spent the whole show in the same T-shirt, right?
Yeah. But
with a purple shirt on.
Right. And I did mark that down because anybody else would wear that shirt with like jeans.
Nixon jeans,
yes.
So that brings us to best dressed instead, then, which I am giving to Nixon jeans because it made me more. And the fact that Nick was working out in jeans. Heather, who is your best dressed character for this week?
I love that you are outside of the box, and I tried to be too by the hot dog hat.
Okay, Joe, you're best dressed?
Best dressed? Well, that's a tough one.
I mean, the question came out of nowhere, so I could see where you're having trouble with it.
I like her Ocean Conservator shirt, though.
Okay, that was a shirt. It's funny that this was our episode because on that new girl group on Facebook, someone was mad. It said OCD rules and was like, this isn't a joke, you know, like having a mental disorder. And I was like, I get it. But also it's not her fault that it's just so Jess to not catch it was saying OCD. She's like, oh, these are the initials. These are the acronyms.
I too have OCD and I was in no way bothered by that. It cracked me up.
So favorite Schmidt moment, I'm just going to be super boring here, guys, and say that if you knew the amount of times the phrase Nixon jeans came into my head, you would understand why I keep talking about it. Zero on the jar count. Joe, what was your favorite Schmidt moment from this week?
Oh, it had to be when he came into the apartment and he's like, hey, I got you guys a new alarm clock. Yeah. And they're like, oh, a new alarm clock. Yeah, yeah, I'll just put it here. And then they found out it was the camera. And he wanted to videotape everyone.
So creepy.
Poor Schmidt.
I know. He's so lonely. Heather, favorite Schmidt moment?
Well, I think everybody knows mine. When he's talking to Outside Dave.
Oh my gosh, your worlds collided.
Exactly.
And looks at his watch.
Yes.
So that brings us to favorite funniest moment from this episode. I don't have one, but I will say that I just liked that it was heartwarming and all tied up at the end that Nick helped everybody with his terrible speech. Heather, what was your favorite or funniest moment overall?
I found that I was quite amused by Winston's reaction to MSG.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Joe?
I like when they're trying to work out and he's like, are you going to be a healthy guy or a dumplinger guy?
Dumplinger.
And he's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm going to be a dumplinger guy.
Yes.
That was funny when Nick was trying to work out.
Very good one. So that brings us to the Honey Roast Award. And I'm so sorry. I'm giving it to Nixon jeans.
Oh my gosh.
Hear me out. Because it's such a, there's this, it reminds me of a scene from Gilmore Girls where Rory brings her boyfriend Jess to meet her grandma and Lorelai's out of town. And so Lorelai gets on the phone with, I think it was with Rory. And she's like, Jess showed up with a black eye because he got hit by a swan. And she goes, Jess showed up with a black guy. And she, for some reason that kind of humor cracks him because who sits around writing and thinks about, oh, I'm going to say this and have them be confused and think I said something else. And so for that reason, I apologize to our listeners and to you guys. My Honey Roast Award goes to whoever wrote Nixon jeans. I don't even, maybe no. I was ad-libbed. I don't even know who to give the award to, technically.
Every time I put on jeans, I'm going to think of Nixon jeans.
Because I've said it so many times just today. Heather, yeah. Who's your Honey Roast Award?
I think no one needs to ask.
Oh, it would be Outside Dave and his
Outside
watch?
Outside Dave. Anytime Outside Dave, Remy, or Tran is on, the Honey Roast will automatically go to them.
I mean, that was a short scene, so I'm surprised you still gave it to him.
Love him.
Joe, what's your Honey Roast Award?
I think it's Nick trying to make changes, but it really didn't work out. In other words, all his humor around him working out, like when he's like, you got to get in shape, and he's like, you mean my body? You know what I'm saying? At the start, he's like, you got to get in shape, and then he goes, no man, I'm old-fashioned Coney Island fat strong.
Yeah,
because he's trying to tell him that he was strong. And then I like when they made fun of Schmidt's jeans when Schmidt walks in, coach, or Schmidt's leaving, and coach is like, man, those, I see where those are tight jeans. And he goes, yeah, man, that's something like some Italian whittled.
Yes.
Talking about it. And then just all the different things with how he was trying to get out of working out. And he's like, oh, no, this has got protein in it. Talking about the dumbbell having protein, which it does, but also has a bunch of trans fat and everything else. And
MSG, apparently.
It was just, yeah, but he just, yeah, I thought he made the working out part funny.
I agree.
Did you just say trans fat?
Oh my god.
Trans fat.
The trans.
Now, see what I did there?
and that's one of those things. Look, trans fat is a lot like MSG, and the fact that trans fat, you know, it totally transformed the restaurant industry because they were used to buy just basically, you know, fry oil that they didn't worry whether it had trans fat or not in it, you know. And what it is, trans fat is just a fat that your body can't break down. But they made this such a big thing that they totally transformed the restaurant industry. And everybody had to go from buying this $20 case of fry oil to buying a $40 case of fry oil with no trans fat. It was like double and triple the cost. Yeah. It was like double and triple the cost. And I feel like MSG may be the same thing. Like they say, address in this episode, what is MSG? They don't even know what MSG is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just something that in there that you're not supposed to have. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but nobody really can say, you can sit down and ask 100 people what's MSG. You might get one or two correct answers.
Yeah, I feel like it's a real thing. We just don't know about it.
Well, we're in the 98.
I don't know about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that
just one of those things.
That brings us to bears. Did anyone catch a bear in this episode? Because I did not.
No dice.
No Joe.
You know what I did catch, though? I don't know if you guys saw this, but he's like, and I don't know what this is, but he's like, oh, I just ordered an Oakland Raiders Zuccale or something like that.
They talked about the Raiders? You love the Raiders.
Schmidt did. Yeah. Schmidt said, I ordered an Oakland Raiders Zuccale, whatever that is.
Wouldn't that have been your favorite, funniest moment?
Didn't you have thing on?
No, because I don't know what a Zuccale was or whatever.
Didn't you have closed captioning on?
I did not. That would it doesn't. No, I did. I did have it on, but it doesn't matter because I don't know what a Zuccale is.
Because that's not a word.
I don't know what it is. It's like Z U K E W L E.
Okay, if anyone wants to go back, close caption that, and let Joe know what it is on Instagram, he would appreciate it because he loves the Raiders, so he wants a Zuccale or whatever too.
And you guys love it. So help him out.
That concludes the discussion, but brings us to discussion questions. I actually don't have one this week. Joe, do you have a discussion question?
For this week, I think, you know, I guess it'd be interesting to know if people, we always say we're going to start our workout regimens, right? I'm going to start Monday. Mine's always starting Monday or after a holiday. It's so weird. I don't say I'm going to start on a Wednesday. I don't say I'm going to start on Thursday. It's always like next Monday I'm going to start, or after Christmas I'm going to start, or after Thanksgiving I'm going to start. It's all these weird regimens, you know? And I really didn't stick to one up until about a year and a half ago because all the different fads out there do different things to different people's bodies, you know? Like I would always try to do this carb-free thing, the Atkins thing, but I get these headaches, you know, and stuff like that. But I wouldn't, and then I would just not get into it. But then I found keto, and it was a totally different story because I thought keto most fit my diet. I mean, I eat salads and chicken. That's pretty much what keto is. It's just you can't snack in between, you know. That's what it is. So I'm just wondering, have you ever started a regimented diet, and do you always tell yourself you'll start on a Monday or after a holiday?
I think like everybody does that. But what I want to share is I once saw this Nike billboard and it said, you said tomorrow yesterday.
Oh
my God. It didn't have any other context. It didn't say you said you'd start working out tomorrow yesterday. It just said you said tomorrow yesterday. And I was like, oh, I do that every day of my life. Thank you for calling me out,
it
Nike.
It didn't say you said you'd buy Nike shoes today.
You know, it just said you said tomorrow yesterday. Like yesterday, I said, I'll start tomorrow, whether it's eating healthy, exercising. It doesn't have to do with buying shoes. It's just because they're, you know, workout shoes or sport shoes. And I was like, that is the most thought-provoking, brilliant, because I didn't need someone to explain it to me. Because I was like, shoot, I did say tomorrow yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. Heather, what's your answer to the discussion question?
I mean, yeah, like Joe said, most people will start on a Monday. But sometimes, I don't know, I have this thing where I'll go, well, March is shot, I'll start April 1st or whatever like that.
Totally. All right, we're almost out of time, so Heather, what's your best discussion question? We'll see how many we can fit in.
How'd you know I have more than one?
Because this is not my first podcast with you.
Not your first rodeo. Okay, so we saw Winston, that he tries to get out of sporty things sometimes. Have you ever tried to get out of a sporty thing?
Well, I know Joe hasn't, right, Joe?
Joe's sporty.
A sports-related thing.
You have a bad back, so you have had to opt out of stuff because of real injuries.
Yeah, not voluntarily, though. Yeah,
and I don't think Winston was faking his injuries. I think he's just like, they were more making fun of that he's a sensitive guy, that he's hurt easily, that he's uncoordinated.
Oh,
that's how I took it. Which isn't matched up with his character because he played professional basketball, like you said, but his character is a hot mess the whole time because they never really started it strong in the beginning. What's your second question then?
Well, can I answer?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
yes. My whole, from seventh grade until sophomore year when PE ended, always. And my friend and I would pretend to be sick. And then we'd say, okay, tomorrow we're not going to pretend to be sick. And then we'd go, let's flip a coin if we're going to pretend to be sick. And we'd flip it. And if it came up heads,
best two out of three.
We'd go, best two out of three. And our teacher, Miss Moots, she just stopped fighting us. She's just like, okay. And we just sit and talk with her because I'm 100 times more uncoordinated than Winston. And when I was in junior high, my school was in walking distance of my orthodontist. So every time I scheduled my orthodontist appointment for when PE was.
Oh, so you're a rebel.
Oh, yeah, we've all done that. I always make sure that I got out of the classes I hated.
Yeah, both of mine and Joe's kids were very into scheduling appointments during certain classes. Well, unfortunately, that wraps up our time since we are on a Zoom time limit. So we're going to have to wrap it up for this week. Please give us some feedback how the sound was. Next week, we do plan to have Heather here with me in my house with the microphone. So if your Heather sound quality isn't good, that'll be corrected. And then it'll just be Joe who doesn't have the best sound quality. And or if the feedback is so strong on this mic, we'll just buy Joe a mic with our advertising money because it was very affordable. So we hope you guys have a great week. We will see you next week for season 3, episode 9. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.